Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There's coming of age.
The classic.
There's the age of majority.
Sounds important, even if no one knows what age that is.
And then there's the retirement age.
Something to look forward to.
My name is Edgar Montes de Oca, and I live in Yelm, Washington. I'm 62, and I don't see me retiring any sooner than 72, probably till 80. My dad's 90, and he's still running around wishing he could be working. I don't see any sense in retirement. It's just a way to die.
In case you haven't noticed, retirement age is in flux.
And the idea of retirement feels a little more coercive these days than a leisurely mid-morning trip to the golf course.
Is retirement age something you think you're in control of?
Or is it more like unemployment without parole?
Coming up, the verdict on retirement. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 3rd. I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste all week, sitting here with John Hockenberry.
Good morning, Lynn.
Sitting being the operative word there. But right now, we're going to stay with retirement. Joining us now is Alicia Manel. She's the director of the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. Good morning, Alicia.
Oh, good morning, Lynn.
So does the economy need the retirement age to change, or do people need the retirement age to change? Which one is it?
It's really both. Retirement age needs to change so that pensions are affordable. People need affordable pensions so they can live comfortably before and after retirement. Governments need pensions to be affordable so they don't blow their budgets. So the answer is both.
Okay. Alicia Manel, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
But first, let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. Crews hope to begin pumping mud and perhaps cement down the throat of the blown-out oil well at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico today. BP Vice President Kent Wells hopes the so-called static kill operation will choke off the leak for good.
We want to end up with cement completely filling the bottom of the Macondo well. Whether that comes from the top or whether that comes from the relief well, those will be decisions that will be made along the way.
This comes as federal scientists now say more than 200 million gallons of oil spilled into the Gulf since the leak began. It makes the spill by far the largest accidental in world history. Floodwaters spread into Pakistan's heartland today. The worst flooding on record in that country continues. At least 1,200 people have been killed. Another 2 million are homeless. And the acting head of the World Health Organization tells the BBC that flooding and disease are not the only things killing Pakistanis.
There are a number of snake bites that took place and reported to the facilities, and we have provided actually anti-snake venom for their support in the different affected districts.
Just one of the impacts of the flooding, where heavy rains are threatening to overwhelm a major dam in Pakistan's most populous region. Security forces, meanwhile, are struggling to regain control of Karachi, Pakistan's largest city. The assassination of a prominent lawmaker set off a cycle of violence that has left 45 people dead. Dozens of vehicles and shops have been set on fire.
And in Afghanistan, the Taliban launched an hour-long attack on NATO's largest base in the south this morning. NATO officials say they were able to repel the attack on the Kandahar airfield. Here at home, the Senate begins its debate on Elena Kagan's nomination to the Supreme Court today. A vote's expected before the end of the week. 10-term California Congresswoman Maxine Waters faces a House trial this fall on three ethics charges. She is accused of steering federal money to a bank where her husband served on the board of directors. Waters denies the charges. Countrywide Financial has agreed to pay $600 million to settle shareholder lawsuits. It's believed to be the largest payout so far from the mortgage meltdown. In the markets, Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are flat. The Dow gets underway at 10,674. The S&P opens at 1,125. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,295.
Coming up later this hour, we'll look into that heated debate over whether a mosque should be built near Ground Zero here in New York City. And in a few moments, we'll talk about how the retirement age might be changing. We want to hear from you at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE. What age do you want or have you planned to retire? What age do you think you should retire to help the economy or to help yourself? 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's 877-869-8253.